Things are winding down, huh? A shiur next week, you're up for it, good. So maybe we'll have a Zoom shiur. Let's schedule one for Monday for right now, 11:30. That works?
Not every day.
We'll do that? Maybe we'll see. See how, Let's start with Monday in the meantime, and maybe we'll...
They have Zoom here?
7:30. I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't have
and, okay, Hashem, I think next month I'd like to switch to Perek HaShalom, the fourth Perek. Okay? So if you can go through the Perek during Ben HaZman, I'd appreciate it, and then we'll take it from there. But, very good. Good. Okay. So, Dalet Kosos. Yeah. When one just considers what exactly is the source of the mitzvah dal kosos of the Lel Seder, there's something that no doubt that stands out, and that is you go through Bavli, you go through all of Arvei Pesachim, the Gemara never quotes a makor for the mitzvah dal kosos. You know, and as I've always pointed out to you, it's always important to be medayik and what Chazal say, what the Rishonim say, but if something's missing, that also is something that is very, very glaring, very, very glaring. You look in the Yerushalmi, the very beginning of Rabbi Pesachim, the Yerushalmi has four makoros, and it's surprising the Bavli has none whatsoever. The four makoros of the Yerushalmi, right, the first, perhaps the most well-known, interesting, that's what Rashi quotes on Daf Tzadik Tesma Beis, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, the Shem Rabbi Benaya, and that is the Dalet Lashonos of Geula. And therefore, the kosos seemingly correspond to the various stages of Geula Issa. The second day of the Yerushalmi quotes is the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, when you look in Bereishis Perek Mem, at the Chalom of the Sar HaMashkim, so there also, when you look at the Chalom and Yosef's interpretation of the Chalom, so you find that there are four references to the kos, to the kos Shoparo. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that that's the source of Dalet Kosos. Yerushalmi quotes the third Shita, Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says the following, that, you know, look at the future of Knesset Yisrael, the future of the Malchios of the world that persecuted Knesset Yisrael, the various different stages. That, you know what, that we suffered in the hand of the Kastim, Bavel, we suffered in the hands of Madai, Persia, Yavan, the Greeks, Edom, the Romans. Oh, and therefore, Rabbi Levi says that those four experiences of the Shibud of Knesset Yisrael Adoros, right, that is all embedded in the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. And then, Yerushalmi quotes the Shita of the Chachamim, that, you know what, ultimately, on Yom HaDin, the Umos HaOlam are going to be drinking a kos of Peronos, and we, Kenegdan, are going to be drinking a kos of Nechama. And the Chachamim referred to the different places that you find in Tanakh, four different references where that indeed occurs, and therefore that, again, it's speaking about the destiny of Knesset Yisrael, of the kosos of Pranos of the Umos HaOlam, the kosos of Nechama of Knesset Yisrael, and that's the basis of Dalet Kosos. So something to think about, all the different references that you find in the Yerushalmi, many, many different nuances, some referring to, you know, the past, like Yeshua ben Levi, the Chalom of Paro, Rabbi Yochanan, the present experience of Gulas Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Levi and the Chachamim that speak about that the Dalet Kosos foretell the future of Knesset Yisrael. There is a Medrash Rabbah, right, in Perek Vav Shmos, right, it's in Vav Dalet, where the Medrash Rabbah writes that Dalet Lashonos of Geula, and the Dalet Lashonos of Geula, the Medrash Rabbah writes, correspond to the Gzeros of Paro. There was one Gzera of simply the Avodas Parech. There was a separate Gzera of killing all of the sons, Hamatas Kol Zachar. There was another gzeira called Ben Hayilod Hayot Hashlichu, and the Medrash writes there was a fourth gzeira, the Menias HaTeven, that the Avdus increased, and therefore we weren't even provided with the materials too, and therefore there were four different gzeiros, And all of a sudden, that there were four different Lashonos of Gula. The Yerushalmi writes, the Midrash writes, the Kayim Ashen Emar, that Kos Yeshuos Esa. Kos Yeshuos Esa. So that Midrash writes the following. There were four Gzeros, four different Lashonos of Gula, and therefore, Ukenegdan Tiknu Chachamim Arba Kosos. And that also was part of the understanding of the Dal Lashonos of Gula. Didn't come just simply in a vacuum, but rather it was a response to the resolution of the terrible Gzeros of Paro. If you look in the Meiri, right, Tamsachim and Afsaites and Abeis, the Meiri writes that again the Dal Lashonos of Gula represented different stages of Cheirus. The most basic stage is that we had to do Avodas Parech, and we were relieved from the back-breaking labor. That, the Miri writes, is Votseisi. The Itzalti was a step that was beyond, and that is just simple Avdus. A person who is typically subservient to a king, to a nation. Not the Avodas Parech, that's beyond, but simply a person can be subservient to without all of the Sivos Mitzrayim. So the first stage of Geula was a cessation of Sivos Mitzrayim. Sivos Mitzrayim. Vitzalti me avodasa meant from the typical Shibut of Avdus. Ga'alti bizron atuya means that we emerged no longer as an Eved, but we emerged as an Adam. Not a cessation of Avdus, and now we experienced a level of Cheirus that Avdus came absolutely to an end. And then, Lakachti, that the Meiri writes was a reference to the ultimate destiny of Kabbalah Sator. And the Meiri adds just the following phrase, you should realize, V'hu Tachlis Hakol, and that is the purpose of everything. That's the purpose of everything. Everything else was a stage toward Valakachti, which is considered to be the Tachlis HaKol, and therefore one has to realize. So it's incredible that there are Dal Lashonos of Geula, and there were Gzeros of Paro, there were stages of Avdus, and stages of Cheirus, and a mitzvah of Dal Lashonos. It's interesting when you look in Rashi, in Arvei Pesachim, Rashi quotes two of the Makoros in different places. In the Sugya and Aftzari Tesma Beis, the Mishnah, the Gemara, that's where Rashi quotes the Arba Lashonos of Gula. When you look at Rashi later, Rashi on Kuvches, Rashi quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Kosas of Paro. It's interesting. Rashi quotes two out of the four. If you look in the back of the Gemara, right, the Pirush of the Mara Kohen, he writes simply the following, that why does Rashi quote one end of Sarites, the other end Kuvches? So Achidush, he suggests that, it's because of the context. That end of Sarites, that's where the Gemara tells us the following, that you know what, typically speaking, a person who is unable to afford a mitzvah is exempt from a mitzvah. And here we're saying that's not true. Here we're saying, no, you have to provide. Only should be chozer lapsachim for dollar kosos. So here we're speaking about like a spectacular dimension of dollar kosos that requires, right, everyone's participation above and beyond the normal participation in a mitzvah sesei. Oh, so for that, Rabbi Nitzala Cohen writes, that has to be like Rabbi Yochanan. That this is reminiscent of Geula. You know, if you're going to quote the Makor of Kol Shel Paro, that wouldn't fully explain why, because of the Kol Shel Paro, that Lo Yivchusu Lo Midala Kosos, even if you're dealing with Mamish and Ani Yisrael. But if you're telling me that this is something that represents the history, the destiny of Knesset Yisrael, now so I understand that it requires full participation. And then Rabbi Nitzal Cohen adds, the sugya of Kuvches, right, is the sugya of Afen Hayobosonis, that even women are chayiv and dalakosos, Nashim chayav and dalakosos, Afen Bosonis. There he points out the interesting, who's the Balamemra of Nashim chayav and dalakosos? Rabbi Shimon Levi. So he writes, it's not surprising that Rashi will cite the source of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi for the memory of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So when the Gemara is citing Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rashi quotes, that's the source of Rav Kosos, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Shita say. But typically speaking, we assume, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Keneged Dal Lashonos of Gul. So it's surprising, like with all this context, that the Bavli doesn't quote any source whatsoever. Why exactly is that true? So perhaps one can argue as follows. Maybe the absence of the Bavli is telling us an important chiddush. And maybe that is that, is it so obvious that there is even an independent mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? Is it so obvious? Indeed, that's true. Dalet Kosos as an independent mitzvah. And even if you argue, yes, there's an independent mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, but why? Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? So just as an example, when you look in the Ran, and if you test some Aleph and Dab Erev, the Ran writes the following, that, you know what, that Chachamim Tiknu Arba Kosos, because after all, that, you know what, that there are four different parts of the Seder, there are four Chelke HaSeder, and Kedei Shete Kol Bracha Kosachas. In other words, that there are four parts of the Seder, and we enhance that by accompanying it with a Kol Shel Bracha. So of course there are four kosos. Of course there are four kosos. You know, let's say a person will ask you, you know, how many kosos do you have on Shabbos? You know, I'm buying wine for Shabbos. So how many kosos do I need? No? So you're going to tell me, well, you know, you need for Kiddush, you need for Havdalah, you need for Kiddush Rabba, and, oh, you know, you're a brisker, no? Oh, the Rambam Paraklam Nefel for Shabbos. You have to do so with Shalosh Shittos also? So guess what? I want to make sure you have Dalet Kosos on Shabbos. No? One. You're probably going to tell me, you know what? That's not really a halacha of Dalet Kosos. There's no independent kim of Dalet Kosos. But you know what? There are four mitzvahs. And each mitzvah requires a kos. So I guess you're right. So according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos on Shabbos. You know? So the Rambam emphasizes that, you know, there are four chelke haseder. There are four chelke haseder. You know, we're going to begin the Seder with Kiddush, and then we're going to have Magid, and then Birchas HaMazon, and then Hallel. So, there are four Chelke HaSeder. It's not shocking that there are four Kosos. In order to be Koveya, each one of the Chelke HaSeder, Al Hayayim. And maybe if that's really true, that's the emphasis of the Bavli, but not citing an independent Makor. It just simply means that the takeaway of Dalet Kosos is to be koveh the chelke haseder alayayim. Now, with that in mind, so you can understand Tosus. Tosus and Avsarites, Amubeis, their maschalo, suggest like such a striking chiddush, where Tosus writes the following. The Mishnah says you have this person who really can't afford. So, lo yivchisu lo me arba kosos. No? Tosos is bothered. Why lo yivchis lo me arba kosos? You mean every person is like a single man? A person comes, you know, he doesn't have any money for his family, so give him Dalet Kosos. You can't give him Dalet Kosos, no? You're going to give him a matzah. No, he says to you, I have a family of 10. You're giving him a matzah, I have a family of 10. Why are you only giving him Dalet Kosos? Shouldn't the Mishnah say, maybe that's what this means, that lo yivchisalu arba kosos l'chol echa v'yechad, maybe they so. Maybe give him Dalet Kosos per person. It's enough to give Dalet Kosos. Wow, interesting horror. So Tosos says like, you know, oh, the kasha, okay, the teretz is a bombshell. You know what the teretz is? Ein hachinami. A family has to make Kiddush. So you have to give him a kos for every person? For every person. So here's a kos for Kiddush. Oh, good, the mechaber writes, a mitzvah muvchar, everybody should be towing from the kos shel bracha. Okay. But you don't need everybody have a separate kos to be yotzei mitzvah Kiddush. You don't need a separate kos for everybody yotzei mitzvah Havdalah. So Tosus writes, after all, it's unbelievable, no? That why is this different than Kiddush? Why is it different from Kiddush? Just like in Kiddush, you know what? There's no need for every individual tool, but one person can. The same thing is true when it comes to Dalet Kosos. Comes to Dalet Kosos. That's like unbelievable, no? In other words, according to Tosos Ushita, that for Dalet Kosos, we apply the principle of Shomei Kona. You apply the principle of Shomei Kona. Well, so the Brisker Rav points out, the Shem Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav is found in Chos Chamitza Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halachates. Is that all the Dalet Kosos is? And you mean Shomei Kona works? You know, imagine matzah, you know, instead of everybody eating the kazeis and matzah, you know, we'll just stare, you know, we'll just watch the balabais, eat the kazeis, and we're good to go. Obviously not. Now, how can you apply Shomei Kona to a mitzvah sachim? Well, how can you apply it to a mitzvah shtia? So I guess the answer is that Dalet Kosos is not a mitzvah shtia. If it's a mitzvah shtia, how can you apply the principle of Dalet Kosos? How would that possibly be? And in Achinami, that's what Reb Chaim points out. When you look at that Ram Perek Zayin, the Rambam writes Dalet Kosos is a mitzvah shtia. The Rambam describes that each person is obligated to drink Dalet Kosos. So of course you need Dalet Kosos l'chalecha v'yechad. What exactly is Tosos' Chiddush? Apparently the Chiddush of Tosos is as follows. When it comes to Kiddush, you have to be koveya the Kiddush al hayayin, zocher hayayin. But in order to be kovei of the mitzvah of kol shel bracha, you don't need separate shtia. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. There are four chelkei ha-seder. You have to be kovei each chelek of the seder al hayayin. And for that, it's enough if one person does so. Use a principle of Shomei Kona. Shomei Kona. To be kovei a mitzvah zu al hakos, you don't require shtia. So if magid has to be nikva al hakos, you don't require a kos for every person, just like when it comes to Kiddush, just like when it comes to Havdalah. And the Rambam absolutely disagrees and maintains that how in the world? How could that be? The mitzvah of Dalet Kosos is a mitzvah shtia, just like the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is a mitzvah sachila. There's no possibility of Shomei Kona whatsoever. Shomei Kona for the bracha, okay, but not for the shtia. And therefore, nachinami. So a very fundamental machlokes, what Tosos relates to it as Kviyas HaMitzvah Al HaKos, and the Rambam refers to it as a mitzvah shtia. And the Rambam, of course, insists that everybody has to drink. And Tosos is satisfied with Shomei Kona. And that's Tosos' diuk now in the Mishnah, that you know what, for this whole family, lo yivchis lo dal kosos. I'll tell you another Tosos that fits in very, very well, the Tosos in Sukkah, and daf lamed ches amadol. Tosos is bothered by such a kash. No? That Mishnah in Sukkah, daf lamed ches amadol, is explicit, that women are exempt from challah. So Tosos raises the following issue. Whoa, you know what? So manishtana, no? Why is tonight's challah different from every other challah? No? Women are exempt from challah. And here at the Seder, women are obligated in challah. Here women are obligated in challah. Why is this challah such a different challah? That's Tosos' kasha. So Tosos writes a beautiful chiddush. This hal is a different type of halal. This hal is al hanes suba. Va'afaynoy, abos al hanes. I'm going to apply afaynoy to this hal, women are chayiv. But I'm not going to apply it to other cases of halal. This is a different type of hal entirely. I'll tell you a posh of shat now. Simen tav chafes. Let's say in Chanukah. We apply a principle of afaynoy, abos al hanes in Chanukah, no? But Poshim Shat, maybe not, but Poshim Shat, I would tell you that women are obviously obligated in Lakas and Eros. No? Afneos and Eis, Gemara, no? But Poshim Shat, Magen Avraham writes, women are exempt from Halal and Chanukah. Women are Chayiv and Halal and Chanukah. What do you mean, Afin Havos and Eis? Poshim Shat, Afin Havos and Eis only applies to the Iker Mitzvah Sayon, like Ner Chanukah. Women are chayv in kriyas ha-megillah, no? Megillah daf da'ad ha-man alaf, ayfein ha-boso an-eis. We discussed Shir Kolei a few weeks ago, no? Are women chayiv in the halel of kriyas ha-megillah? Because don't forget, no? Megillah daf yadalid. Rav Nachman, kriyas ha-zoi lula, that the kriyas ha-megillah is halel. We suggested maybe not. That was a Marcheshes, no? Marcheshes Simen Chav Beis. That women are exempt from the Kiyum of Halal and Kriyas HaMegillah. Aye, Halal the Lel Seder. That's a different type of Halal entirely. Different type of Halal entirely. A beautiful dosis. But let me just take a step back. How does Tosfos know this? No, like, what is Tosfos' discussion? It's a Mishnah, Sukkot Lamed Ches, that women are exempt from Halal. So why is the Seder different? So you know how I'm going to push back? How do you know the Seder is different? How do you know women are Chayim in Halal? It's like, you know, something's missing in Tosfos, no? You would have accepted Tosfos totally fine. Women are exempt from Halal, a Mishnah. But some source, women are Chayim in Halal at the Seder. So what's the difference, no? Tosfos just said, cuts to the chase. Now, how is this different than the Seder? Well, how do you know it's any different than the Seder? Who says that women are Chayim in Halal at the Lel Seder? Like it's a Gemara? Guess what? It's not a Gemara. So I'll give you the real terrace to the Kasha. The Kasha is not a Kasha. Women are exempt. Tosfos says, that's crazy. Why? You know why? Because it is a Gemara, Kufches, that women are chayiv in Dalet Kosos. Women are chayiv in Dalet Kosos. And I will tell you now, Pashut Pshat, you know what? Dalet Kosos is not an independent just mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalet Kosos. You know what I'm going to tell you? Dalet Kosos is a detail within the mitzvah of Seder. One of the details of Hallel is the Hallel HaKos. One of the details of Kiddush is Kiddush Al Hayayin. One of the details of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Al HaKos. That's Tosfos, no? So it would be absurd to say that women are chayiv in the Kos of Hallel if they're exempt from Hallel. How can that be? That's the assumption of Tosfos. That's Tosfos Asira. So Mishnah, Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, women are exempt from Hallel. And a Gemara, Mufareshes, Psachim Kuf Ches, that women are chayiv in Dalet Kosos. And the last Kos is the Kos of Hallel. Obviously, they're chayiv in Hallel. How can you be chayiv in the Kos of Hallel if you're not chayiv in Hallel? Machlokas Rishon, the Rambam, or Chos Chaim, are women chayiv in Havdalah? Guess what? If they're not chayiv in Havdalah, they're not chayiv in the Kos of Havdalah. No? You have to have a kos for Havdalah, you're not putter from Havdalah. I would tell you, that fits in very well with Shitase of the Tosfos of Shemaya Kona. In other words, if Dal Kosos is a detail within each and every mitzvah, namely to be koveya the mitzvah al hayayin, so it's impossible to argue that women are going to be chayiv in the kos without being chayiv in the mitzvah. And number two, you know what chayiv in the kos means? That you have to be koveya that mitzvah ala kos, like Kiddush and Havdalah, and what in the world is wrong with Shomei HaKona? What's wrong with Shomei HaKona? It's an important, important Kiddush. I'll tell you another Lashitas thing. This Lashitas that Biskarab points out. What is the shear of Dal Kosos? What is the shear of Dal Kosos? So you take a look in Tosus. Psachim Kufchei Samadeis. You know what Tosfos assumes? The Gemara speaks about who deshasa ruba dekasa. Who deshasa ruba dekasa. So you know what Tosfos writes, but very, very mistaber, l'shitase. When it comes to Kiddush, you have to drink rov kos. When it comes to Havdalah, you have to drink rov kos. Now, you know what you're going to tell me? A typical kos holds a revius, and you have to drink a rov revius, m'lo lugmav. Filling up a cheek, right, is a rough equivalent to rov revius. It's not going to be an exact equivalent, because I'm going to tell you, no, a chiddush, that lo lugmav is subjective. It's subjective. It's different for every person. You know? Now this guy has a big mouth. No, so he's, you know, I didn't mean it as insult. I mean, it helps us kiddush, no, because in Reishain Aleph, right, it says that this is how much you have to drink. It's an interesting thing because one day in Reish Shana and Hilchos Kiddush, 3 days, who has to drink? Who has to drink? The Gaonim, the Mekadish has to drink. Many, many other Rishonim. No. One person has to drink. The Ritva, that's one day in Shulchan Aruch. Tziruv. if everybody takes a sip. But at the end of the day, the shear is consumed. Wow, that's good enough. That's good enough. In other words, the shear in the halacha like in kos. No? The kos has to be consumed. So everybody can drink. Well, basically, it's a chiddush. A chiddush kadshim. The carbon has to be nechal. So you know what? Lav dafki, you have to eat a kazayis. Everybody eats, 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 eats. And the carbon is nechal. Oh, that he writes is the mitzvah, chiddus kadshim. Shaha kadshim yihiyu nechal. Malach nechefetze, nechefetze. And no one has to have a shear. And that's why Pesachim Dav Gimel, sometimes the Kohen complained, Higiyani Kapul. You know what? I got so little of the kadshim. That's the kash of the Tosas Yishonim. And Yiman Daf Lamentesim Abeis. How can a Kohen complain, got so little? Ein achil b'chusim ikazayis. So based on these beautiful teretz. No, cheftza, cheftza. You don't need a shir. You don't need a shir. Wow, that's the sheet of the ritual when it comes to Kiddush. You know what? Everybody takes a sip, that's good enough. So I would just add like the detail, right? Something to think about. What in the world is the shir? The shir is malugmav. And the shir malugmav is different for each and every person. It's probably close. Probably close. But it's a subjective shir. So it's pretty fascinating that you can have tziruf and a subjective shir. No? Tziruf and a subjective shir. What has the tziruf work? You know, your malugmav is, right? Whatever. You know? An ounce and a half. And this guy, it's 2 ounces. And this guy, it's an ounce and 3/4. And that's probably like the range, no? Logma, Varov, Ravias. Yeah, but Tziruf? Tziruf of what? Tziruf of the mean? Tziruf of the average? Tziruf of the larger? Larger shear? It's fascinating the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss that. Now, when the Shulchan Aruch mentions the possibility of Tziruf for the Shir Shal Kiddush, the Shir Shal Kiddush is interesting. It's Logma, which is a subjective shear. So Tosus writes that, you know, when the Gemara uses the phrase Rov Kos, it doesn't really mean Rov Kos. It means Melo Lugmav. Okay? And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam disagrees. When the Rambam describes the shir in Perachav Tesef of Shabbos for Kiddush, it's Melo Lugmav. But when you look in the Rambam here in Chostami Tzematza, Perach Zayin Alachates, the Rambam writes, you know what the shir is? Rov Kos, Rov Kos, not Malugmav. You know? You tell a person at the Seder, like, don't use a huge Becher, no? Because the Rambam writes, the shir is Rov Kos. And maybe even Rov Kos is Ruba Kekulub, maybe the Chathchila Kola Kos, no? You're setting yourself up for, you know, like by the time you get to the last Kos. Now, so, you know, every Chumrah, Machmer for all the, can be Asli Dei Kula. But fascinating, the Rambam writes, in other words, the shir is Rov Kos. And Tosas, Shem Alumov. Or to put the Machlokas Tosanama differently, Tosas maintains that the shir Dal Kosas is the exact same shir Kiddush. And the Rambam disagrees. And maintains that's not, they're different shiurim. That's good for Kiddush. You're using this big Becher. You know what the Rambam will say to you? That's good for Kiddush. But the Seder, realize you have to drink Rov Kos. They're different shiurim. Very mistaken, that's the Shita saying. According to Tosas, the Dalet Kos is to be kover the chelke haseder alayayim. And for kfiyas alayayim, shomea ka'omer. Shomea ka'omer. So that means Tosas writes. What is true of Kiddush is true of Dalet Kosos. So of course Tosas says the shir is exactly the same. The shir is exact. Why should the shir being kovea Sipri Yitzin Malkos be different than being Koveya Kiddush Alakos? Whatever that shir is, that's what shir is. But Rambam, what do you mean? This is a mitzvah of Chayim Vadam Lishtos Dalakosos. If it's a mitzvah of Shtias Dalakosos, you know what the shir is going to be? Kos. Shtias HaKos and Ruba Kekula, Rov Kos. But Mamish L'Shita say, indeed, that should be true. Wow. You know, the Gemara describes Meziga. Now going ahead and mixing those wines in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara together with water. You know what, when you look in the Rambam, there again in Perek Zayin, the Rambam describes this element of Meziga as being something which is uniquely relevant to Dalet Kosos. Because that shtir which is Derecherus, shtir which is Derecherus, and Dalet Kosos is Derecherus. That's not true of Kiddush and Havdalah. But according to Tosfos, not really, not really. That the Shtias Delav Kosos is like Shtias Kiddush, Shtias Havdalah. Therefore, according to Tosfos, this din of Mezigah is just simply a typical din in Kol Shel Bracha. Not only limited to Delav Kosos, that applies to Kiddush and Havdalah as well. You know, if you look in Avudraham, and you look in the Sefer Rokeach, but Avudraham, right there in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Seder Haggadah, Avraham is bothered by the following. Why is it that there's no bracha in the mitzvah of Dal Kosos? Avraham is bothered. Why is no bracha in the mitzvah of Dal Kosos? Bracha matzah, bracha maror, why is no mitzvah of Dal Kosos? Why exactly is that true? Avraham gives like a couple of answers. You know, one answer is that, he says, "Hari yesh koso shel kiddush." Well, there's a bracha like you have to make kiddush, and kiddush, of course, is the miskeres of a bracha in and of itself. Like that, and there are three extra kosos that you have to have. Kiddush itself is like a standalone bracha, so you can make an additional bracha. Bracha on dal kosos and a bracha of kiddush and a bracha of orper gafen. Or the Avudraham says it's a mitzvah sheyesh bo hefsek. You're going to make a bracha on dal kosos. You're not doing the dal kosos. You're doing one. And then 2.5 hours later, doing the second. The mitzvah is not nases b'vasachas below hefsek. Okay, so Avudraham is giving you like technical, you know, why is no brachas medal kosos? Question's a very good question. No? The answer is, you know what, there's a shiwizman. You know, we eat different kazayis and matzah for different reasons, but you know what? I eat the kazayis, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah, I'm tofu matzos. I make a bracha dal kosos and I drink one kosos. I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah dal kosos. There's stops and starts. So maybe that's why there's no bracha. Or maybe one could argue again that since their kiddush is kaveh bracha atzmo, so Chazal didn't incorporate a new bracha in addition to the bracha of kiddush. Okay. But maybe one could suggest the following, that you know what? Maybe according to the Sheet of Tosos, that the mitzvah dal kosos, if there is a mitzvah, is maybe there's no mitzvah at all, and if there is, it's just completely secondary. It's a function of the mitzvah sayon, not an independent mitzvah shtias dal kosos. Therefore, Chazal, we're not kovei abracha. I'll tell you two more just to ta'aras that could revolve around this as well. The Tur writes the following chiddush. In Tav Pei Gimel. In the name of the Bala Iter, that if you don't have dalak kosos, you have to go ahead and be mocher ksuso. You have to go ahead and sell what you have for dalak kosos. Okay? You don't have? Get enough wine for dal kosos. Okay, the Bala Iter just adds one line. In velo yismach al hapas. And don't rely just on doing so al hapas, because the possibility of doing so al hapas is only an option for kiddush. But what are you going to do about the other three kosos? You know, a guy doesn't have wine, so maybe one on Shabbos he'll say Makari Sharifta. So make kiddush al halechem. So, the Bala Iter. Why do we assess if you don't have wine, you have to beg and borrow? Why not? Use pas. So you know what the answer he gives is? Pas is only going to solve one out of the four problems. No? Or use pas. So you use pas for Kiddush. But what about the rest? That's the language of the Vayeter. Shim ki and kos echad. Okay, one you could solve the problem. But lo yikayim ashlosha. Lo yikayim ashlosha. Wow, that's pretty like stunning, no? That's like stunning. What do you have to go ahead and beg and borrow for? Just use pas. The answer is, look, you can only use pas for the first. But what do you do about the second, third, and fourth? But that really is a chiddush, no? In other words, it sounds very much like, you know, like this mahalach according to Tosos. That the mitzvah of Dalkosis to be koveh the chelke hasebe alayayim. I get that, no? So, can I substitute pas? Can I substitute pas? You know what the answer is? For Kiddush, you can substitute pas. You're mekanei sherifta. But you can't substitute pas for being koveh sipri yitzis mitzrayim alakos. So therefore, it's not good. How do you think like the Rambam would respond to this question? No? Why do you have to go ahead and beg and borrow for wine? Why in the world do you have to do that? Just go ahead and use matzah. You know what the Rambam would say? Use matzah. Chayiv adam mishtos dal koso shogayim. There's a mitzvah of shtias dal kosos. What do you mean use matzah? If you're talking about using something in order to be koveh alayayin, pas is a good candidate. No? Pas is a good candidate. But if you're talking about, let's say, a mitzvah of shtias yayin, you can flip out. You can substitute. How can you substitute? The fact that the Torah tells you in the name of the Baal Yitur that, you know what? What about substitution? And his answer, it'll work for one kos. That's pretty unbelievable, no? That means it'll work for one kos. You'll use pas for the first kos, and then you'll drink three other kosos. And I fulfilled the mitzvah shtiyas dal kosos. No, another toshav shana means the following. No, you were koveya, the kiddush, al, because you can always be mekadesh rifter, you mekadesh kiddush al hayayim, or you mekadesh al hapas. You know, kiddush is linked to, like kiddush makam suda. If you're koveya sol hapas, that's a candidate for kiddush. But that's not going to work when it comes to the others. That's an important point. Okay. If you look in the Mordechai, in the very beginning of Rabbi Psalfim, the Mordechai also raises a very unusual question. A very unusual question. And maybe this question points a little bit in the direction of the Rambam. We have Arba Lashonos of Geula. So why is it that Chazal were koveya a mitzvah of shtias dalet kosos? You ready for this kasha? It's a Mordechai. At the beginning of Psachim, lama lo tiknu achilas arba matzos. That's the kasha of Mordechai. Why is there a mitzvah of dalet kosos? Why isn't there a mitzvah of four matzos? No? It's like also sounds like an unusual question, no? Well, if it's connected the kos of Paro, I get that, no? The koso paro means the mitzvah is kosos. If it's because of, you know, the kosos of the umos ha'olam, the kosos of nechama, the mitzvah, but if it's keneged dal l'shonos of geula, so why bedafka kosos? Maybe argue, we have four matzahs that symbolize the dal l'shonos of geula. That's the kasha of the Mordechai. So I'll tell you, that tilts a little bit in the language of the Rambam, no? In other words, that if there's a standalone mitzvah that we eat or drink this because of the dal l'shonos of geula, so why does it have to be we drink this? Why can't it be we eat this? But if you're telling me that, no, that there are four chelkei hasevim. And just like b'chol ha'Torah kula, or koveh the kiddush al hayayin, or koveh havdalah al hayayin. The Gemara in Erev Daf Mem, you make a brach of Shechiyano, or koveh the brach of Shechiyano, an yantif al hayayin. The Sugging Ksuvah Stav Zayin, Ksuvah Stav Ches, there's Bircha Seres and Bircha Sisuin, or koveh the brach al hayayin. So guess what? There are four different chalkei haseder. and we're koveya the chelik of the seder al hayayin. So that's good. That's good. Why not have four matzahs? Like, why not have four matzahs? But that would accomplish this goal. Just have four matzahs. You know, if you argue it's a standalone mitzvah, standalone takana d'rabanan, so why did Chazal frame the mitzvah, you know, this way, not that way? Okay. But if you're going to argue that, you know what, this is simply enhancing the chelak of the Seder, in B'chol Torah Kula, the Seder is enhanced by going in and doing so. So maybe it would sound a little funny, you know, a person says, you know, how come under the chuppah you say the Birchas Eiris on Al-Hayayin and you don't say the Birchas Eiris on Matzah, no? Or on Challah? Why is that even a... We always enhance, right? A mitzvah or a kos by accompanying that with a sense of yayin. So I've been interested in kasha that the Mordechai raises. When you look in the Sugya Misachim Daf Kuf Ches, that's where the Gemara discusses the need for Hesed. And there the Gemara tells us the following, that one thing is clear. Matzah, Tzarech Hesed. That's clear. Maror does not require Hesed. And what about when it comes to Dalakos? What about when it comes to Dalakos? Oh. So, the Gemara quotes two statements of Rav Nachman. That itra mishmeid Rav Nachman that sarach haseba, and itra mishmeid Rav Nachman that ain't sarach haseba. Yes or no? Yes or no? And the Gemara says, lo pligi, there's no machlokas whatsoever. It just depends. There are four kosos. Two yes to no. Two yes to no. And then the Gemara tells us, the following chiddush, that, you know what, that hashtid de itmarachi vitmarachi. You know, there are two possibilities. The first two yes, last two no, or the opposite. Two yes, two no. Which two? Which two? Maybe one could argue the first two, because the first two is where, that's, you know, the tchilas haseid to the sipritz yes mitzrayim. Maybe one could argue the last two, because you know what, the first two were transitioning from avdus to chayrus. And once you reach the chayrus, now, the third and the fourth coast require a same. So the Gemara tells us something stunning, that whole vitmarachi, since you can argue this, you can argue that, individi by haseid. Edividi by Haseva, they both require. All sets. All four kosos require Haseva. All four require Haseva. So Tosus and Dav Kuf Ches raises a fascinating issue. Okay, you need Haseva. You need Haseva for Matzah, certainly not for Maror. And Tosus, but Yayin, you know. Itmarachi, Vitmarachi, but the bottom of the Gemara is Edividi by Haseva. Okay? So Tosus raises the following issue. And let's say you're lacking Hesed. Let's say you're lacking Hesed. Is it Likuva? Let's say Matzah. Everybody agrees you need Hesed. Everybody agrees. So what happens if you eat Matzah without Hesed? So Tosus already raises the suffix. Is the Seba considered to be the Iku? Is the Seba considered to be the Iku? And this Safek Atosus is clearly a Machlokas Rishonim. When you look in the Rosh, and that's again, Daf Kuf Ches, the Rosh and Perak Yud, Simen Chav, Rosh is Mefurish, and yes, his Seba is the Ikuva. And even when it comes to Dalakosos, Im shasa b'li haseba, yachsar v'yishter v'haseba. Well, the Rosh writes, haseba is likuva. The Rambam never writes that this is indeed true. Poshub shat the Rambam shita and perek zayin about choschamitza matzah. The Rambam describes haseba, the Rambam never says, and without it, you're not yotzei. The Brisker Rav assumes there, Zayin, Chomei Samatzah, clearly according to the Rambam Shita, not true. Safek and Tosus, the Rosh, yes, it's the Kuba, according to the Rambam, it's not. The Brisker Rav points out a fascinating diuk, that this is not just a machlokas, about whether Hesed is l'chadchila, or whether Hesed is b'dieved, but rather something that's very, very different, that they're arguing about the very essence, the nature of Hesema. Because one could understand Hesema in two very, very different ways. To what extent is Hesema, let's say regarding matzah, everybody agrees, matzah tzarech Hesema. Is Hesema part of the mitzvah of achilas matzah? There's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. So I'm going to ask you, what are the dinei achila? How do you fulfill? How do you conform to the mitzvah of achilas matzah? So I'm going to tell you, you know what? Well, there's a certain amount you have to eat. And there's a certain way you have to eat. No? You have to eat a shir v'kazayis. And it has to be eaten. Kederach achilasa. If you eat a shlo kederach achila, that's not called achila. Maybe if it's an absolute achila gasa, that's not derech achila, lo shmei achila. And guess what? The derech achila of the mitzvah matzah is derech erus. Heseba is not like a standalone mitzvah. Heseba is the manner in which there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. And under the heading of achilas matzah, one of the details is that the achila has to be derech achila, royal achila, derech erus. But all this is under the head category of mitzvah achilas matzah. You know what's surprising? The Brisker Rav points out is the placement of the Rambam. You know? Because the Rambam places this in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. And guess what? In Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, the Rambam is not talking about the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The Rambam is talking about the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam writes, "Ooh, b'chol dor v'dor, chayev adam." And the Rambam writes, "Laharos esatzma." Person has to demonstrate. Kilu yotza. The Rambam has the word ata, this moment, from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam writes, "Lefichach." No. You have to mesiv derech erus. Wow. The Rambam describes Hesema as part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chayav adam laharos es atzmo. Yotzei Mitzrayim. So that means Hesema. Wow. So it's fascinating. Whereas the Rush describes Hesema as part of the mitzvah achilas matzah, that's where I would place a seba. In the dinim of achilas matzah, the Ram places a seba in the dinim of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's pretty fascinating. And I'll tell you two nafkaminas, a chumra and a kula. A chumra and a kula according to the Rambam, and a chumra and a kula according to the Rush. If I ask you, is a seba li kula? Meaning what? Without a seba from the mitzvah matzah. Is you're going to tell me? According to the Rush, I understand. It's the derech achila of the mitzvah matzah. And therefore, yeah, maybe that's likuva. Eat matzah shelo kederech achila. You know, you don't say. What about according to the Rambam sheet? You know what? If I eat matzah without heseba, you know what I'm lacking? That's considered to be a deficiency in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you're not yotzei matzah? You're not Yotzei Matzah. You fail to go ahead and to thoroughly demonstrate. You're not Yotzei Matzah. So clear according to the Rambam Sheet, Haseb is not Likuva in the mitzvah Matzah in any shape or form. And now I'm going to tell you a Chumra of the Rambam that the Rush never mentions. Well, I'll tell you that's L'shita Haseb. The Rambam writes, "Ve'ema sait tzrichin haseba." When should you do haseba? When should you do haseba? So guess what? The Rambam writes. You know what? Ideally, you know what the mitzvah mubchar is? To do haseba for everything, for soup, for the appetizer, for the dessert. Kol achilu shtia should be done behaseva. Wow. And let's say I didn't do haseva for the soup. Oh, so the Rama writes, okay, that's a mitzvah mubcha, but at least do haseva for the mitzvah salayla. The mitzvah salayla. So that's like stunning. The Rambam shitas lechatchila, you should do haseva for the entire suda. The Rush never mentions such a chumra. Never mentions such a chumra. Oh, that's l'shitas, they know. If haseva is a detail in the derech achila or the derech hashtia of matzah and dalgosos, soup? What soup? The chumra is it can be l'ikuva. The kula is it's limited to the mitzvah matzah and the mitzvah dalgosos. According to the Rambam, it's part of a broad kiyum of, you know what? Whatever you're doing, demonstrate. You're a ben chorin. So it's not going to prevent you from the mitzvah of matzah, but it is going to push you to do haseba beyond the mitzvah of matzah. Wow. That's like she does. I'll tell you like a stunning mirror. Stunning mirror. But take a look. Won't believe it. No? Imran, that daf, kuvches. You know what the mirror writes? You have to do haseba for shlingmar for the kos. Oh, we just discussed the kos? What's a kos? No? A kos is a detail within. So you know what the Meiri writes? You have to do a seba for the kos of Magid, and of course for Magid. Of course for Magid. Magid should be recited as seba. Mefur Shemiri. Right? Not kokes. Yvon ben Azmanim show it to the Rav Yerushal. No? The Meiri says, you have to do a seba for Magid. A seba for Halal. It's like stunning. Mishnah Berurah writes that, what do you mean? That should be the aim of the era, no? But the Meiri is Mefurish. Right? A seba. The Miri is like the Rambam and more. No, the Rambam writes, Shara Chilu Shtia. The Miri writes, what do you mean that you should say Halal Beheseva? You should engage in Sipritzi Yismitzrayim Beheseva. You should do Haseba even for the coast, not only for the coast. Even, it's like stunning. No? Obviously, the Miri is assuming that this is a pervasive mitzvah of Chayivan Laharos Asatzma. And like everything that you're doing now, you should demonstrate that you're a Ben Chorin. It's not an inherent part of the mitzvah, matzah. Well, you know, that Rush, when the Rush writes that Haseba is Likuva, the Rush writes, it's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hashamish. You're a waiter on Pesach, no? You're always on the fly, up and running. What do you do with Haseba? Hashamish, Sha'acha, Kazayis, Matzah, Haseba, Yatzah. If he eats a Kazayis, Matzah, he is Yatzah. The Rush writes, Mefurish. If you eat a kazayis matzah with a seba, you're yotzei the mitzvah matzah. And if not, you're not yotzei the mitzvah matzah. Prescribed by Sechidish. You know how the Rambam would interpret that? No. The Gemara's not talking about matzah. The Gemara's talking about the mitzvah seba. Ideally, you should be doing a seba for all of the eating, or the miri, mamash for everything. Yeah, but the waiter's on the fly. He can't do a seba for anything. Oh, so the Gemara says, at least let him do a seba for kazayis matzah, in order to fulfill not the mitzvah matzah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah haseba. L'chadchila haseba should be done throughout, but at least see to it that the mitzvah matzah is done haseba, in order to salvage the mitzvah haseba, not the mitzvah matzah. It's like fasting. Gemara says shamish shafa kazayis matzah b'shem yatzah what yidei chavasa, what yidei chavasa? No. Rama Gamliel says, Koshlam Shloshet Rapeh, Yatsa Yechavaso, which chiyu? It's Amru Machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos says, Psachim Kupta Zayin, you have to explain the significance in order to fulfill the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Mara. Pesach Matzah Mara. You have to understand the significance. So you have to be able to say this to be Yotsa, the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Mara. Here also I'll tell you the Diyuk in the Rambam. The Rambam places that statement of Gamliel, Koshlam Ashloshet Rempel Nesnei Chavasa, in the Parag Zayin of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, you have to explain the mitzvah Salayla. It's a little bit unclear in both those contexts. What mitzvah is the Gemara referring to? That's the Chiddush then. Right. That's the starting point, no? Whether his Seva is part of the Kim of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Seba is now part of Each individual mitzvah salayla is part of matzah. It's part of dalek osos with the chumras and kulas of the Rambam. The Rambam and the Rush, and two ways of understanding. And, that particular phrase. It's not surprising the Rush doesn't have a chumra of a sefer. Okay.